Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear friends, there's a big difference between having to do something and getting to do something. When you have to do something, it's a duty, an obligation, and it's very painful. When you get to do something, it's an honor and a privilege and a joy. And it really depends on the person in interpreting what things are something you have to do, something you get to do. So let's warm you up here this morning. We're all different in these ways. What about going to the grocery store? Is that something you have to do? Or is that something you get to do? How many have to's? I have to go to the grocery store and get food for the week. Yeah, a few of those. How many of you are, I get to go to the grocery store? It's fun, it's entertaining, it's great. Yeah. How about, here's another one. How about going to a baseball game? This will divide the congregation pretty quickly. How many is that a have to? I have to just go and watch. How many, I get to go to the game. What a privilege and joy. A lot of baseball fans. Good. Awesome. Well, today is New Member Sunday here at Peace. We're welcoming in 13 new members. And it's great. It's very exciting. It's also a time for us to also think about membership for us in a church. What does that mean? We oftentimes don't think about that. And to think about this, I want to pose that question here. Is joining a church something we have to do? That there is paperwork and the pastor does call us up front and he has our names up there. That can kind of be a have to kind of thing. Or is joining a church a I get to, a joy, a privilege, and an honor? Well, before we get there, let's dig into John chapter 10. We'll come back to that question towards the end of my message. John chapter 10 is this beautiful passage of the Good Shepherd. Jesus says these words, I am the Good Shepherd. Let's think about the Good Shepherd. Is having a shepherd something you have to have? Oh, that's tough. Or is it something that you get to have? What do you think about that one? How many would say, I have to have a shepherd? All right, Bill, thank you for your honesty. I'm actually going to vote with you. Or how many would say, I get to have a shepherd? All right, everyone. I'm going against everyone again on Sunday here at church. Well, when we get phone calls at Peace for a funeral or a memorial service, most people, this is a very endearing passage that they want to have at their service. The Lord is my shepherd. What a great comfort. But I want to slow us down for just a second and let Bill have a voice here. His vote counts for something. Having a shepherd means that we're sheep. That's a little tough and it stings a little bit. Because that means that we must be 100% dependent upon the shepherd. Do we like being 100% dependent on anything? Sheep are. They're unlike other animals. Other animals, when they go out into the wild and go out in the forest and go into the lands, like horses, for example, they have no problem. They love to go wherever they can. And for the most part, they can take care of themselves. Not sheep. Sheep are different. They're 100% dependent upon the shepherd. The sheep are oftentimes, well, they are, they're directionless. They have poor eyesight. The shepherd must be the eyes directing the sheep where they need to go. Sheep actually don't know where to find food. They have a hard time. They can't figure out what's a poisonous plant and what's actually good for them. The shepherd has to be a nutritionist. They got to know something about that. See, the shepherd is everything to the sheep. A nutritionist, a guide, everything. The shepherd leads them to green pasture. A sheep, when it gets into water, it drowns and goes down. It sometimes can die that way. A sheep, when it turns over on its back, I've been told that sometimes it can't even get up on its own. See, the shepherd has to be a lifeguard. With a whistle, some people are nodding. This is true. A shepherd has to be an aerobics instructor and twist the sheep so it's standing on its legs. 100% dependent on the shepherd. There are very few people that would ever want to be 100% dependent on anyone. Too much risk, Too much trust in one thing. See, Bill, good answer here. Bill, I have to have a shepherd? That means I'm dependent. Well, it's even more so than that. And Jesus highlights it here in this text. Sheep have to not just be 100% dependent upon them, but all the time dependent upon the shepherd. Jesus says here in this text that there are two kinds of shepherds. One of them is a hireling. They're paid. They watch the flock, but they don't own the flock. And when that wolf comes, the sheep scatter and off goes that shepherd. He doesn't have any investment in the sheep at all. But there's another kind of shepherd. Those shepherds that own the sheep. The sheep are their livelihood. They know every attribute of every single sheep. They're connected to them. They never leave them. That's the kind of shepherd that Jesus describes as himself. I am the good shepherd. Now, very few of us like someone watching us 100% of the time. That's a hard thing. Think about our own faith and our faith journey. We love it when God looks at us when we have our Sunday best on and when we come to church, but not so much when we're doing what we shouldn't be doing at another time in the week. We love having the word there to consult and figure out when it's best on our time, but it's kind of a struggle to rely on God's word 24/7 every single day of the week. So we have this passage that means so much to so many. And it's a passage that brings great comfort for funeral services and memorials. But friends, it's tough. It's hard to have a shepherd. The shepherd is, we have to be 100% dependent all the time. Bill, good job. Good answer. I'm with you. One person here. Friends, now I'm going to go against you, Bill. There are moments when it is actually exactly what we need and what is best for us to be dependent upon one person. This last week I was traveling to Bend, and I've only gone over that pass a few times, and thank you for the prayers going over the pass. The snow wasn't so much a problem, but there was one section coming back in which there was road work, and a lady was out there, a road worker, and she had her sign, a stop sign, stop. And on the back side of the sign was slow, and she was with that sign pointing out there, please stop. And I stopped, and as I looked forward along that path, I noticed that the road was changing quite a bit. There was gravel instead of pavement. And it narrowed a little bit, and there was kind of a drop-off on one side, and then there was a curve around the other, so I couldn't tell where it was going. And the road worker, she kind of radioed into someone. I don't know where they were or what they were doing. And then when she did that, she turned the sign over and said, slow, and she waved me on. And went forward onto that gravel, and the thought came into my mind as I noticed that drop-off, and I noticed that I couldn't see what was around the bend. I thought to myself, my goodness, I'm putting a lot of trust in that one road worker. My goodness, if an oncoming car comes, I'm toast. And as I got through that, I passed to the other side. There was another road worker around the bend. And I noticed the cars that were stacked up. And as I passed through, I thanked God for that road worker. I put my complete trust in them. And I pretty much said to myself, I didn't have to have the road worker, but boy, I'm glad I got them. What a blessing they were. Putting our trust and dependence upon one person. It's tough. It's hard. This shepherd thinks it's a hard thing. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. That word for good, let me translate that. It's not good. I am the perfect shepherd. The word tov is the same word that is used in Genesis 1 and 2 when God creates the earth. And at the end of each day it says, and it was, what does it say? And it was, no, it doesn't say that. It says it was perfect. You can translate it both ways. It was perfect. This is the perfect shepherd for you. Jesus is like that road worker. He knows what's around the bend in your life. He knows that around the bend that you may need to be provided for and taken to green pasture, he can guide you there. He knows what's around the bend if you need a safe place where you need rest and just can relax and be with him, led to quiet waters. He knows the trouble that is ahead around the bend that you cannot see, that gives you anxiety. And if it comes to a point where the shepherd must lay down his life, he will. See, that road worker that guided me along the way, there's no chance that they would have left their position and run and saved me so I would have made my way. But Jesus is the good shepherd that's willing to lay down his life. John chapter 10 says it, I lay my life down for my sheep. This shepherd loves you. And you know what? We come to the conclusion, is this a shepherd we have to have? Or is this a shepherd we get to have? The more we learn about Jesus, we switch from I have to have a shepherd and be dependent to I get to have a shepherd that loves me and brings me joy in my life. That brings us to church membership. Let's talk about that for a little while. A lot of people talk about church membership and what that exactly means. Is that something we have to do? Or is it something I get to do? Well, in a lot of ways, church membership, there is a lot of paperwork. We got to take care of that. And there are answers that we give up here in just a few moments. It can seem like something we have to do. But I'd like to make the argument that church membership does this. It helps us have a picture of the flock that we're a part of and that we have a shepherd. That's a get-to kind of thing. About a week after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, I took a group to do relief work outside New Orleans, and the devastation was all about 4 feet on all the walls of all the buildings, up to about the word redeemed was where the water was, and all the homes, all the buildings, abandoned cars up in trees, saw that, all sorts of things like that. And as I was going about, went to a Lutheran church in which the Lutheran church was damaged all the way up about 4 feet. Everything was ruined. But out in the narthex of that church, just like our church, there were pictures of members. And I'll never forget that picture because what it told me was this, that although some people died probably in that parish, and although actually it was a huge catastrophe and I didn't know anyone, those pictures told an important message that there was a flock here gathered around their shepherd, Jesus. That's a beautiful picture for us here at Peace. Membership is not something we have to do, we get to do. As we think about the shepherd, so many people will say, no, I don't want a shepherd. It makes sense. You have to be dependent upon the shepherd. I want to be my own person and independent and pave my own way in life. So many people want to be anonymous and not have someone looking upon them. But this is the perfect shepherd, not just good, perfect. We are his sheep. We wander. We go about. We flail. We sometimes turn over. We make mistakes. We are hurt. But Jesus is the perfect shepherd. A shepherd we don't just have to have. A shepherd we get to have. May it be so for us. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, shepherd of the sheep, Lord, we know that membership is not salvific. It doesn't bring us closer to you. But Lord, may it be a reminder more so of your grace and love for us through your Son, Jesus. As we take in new members and as we each of us look to our membership at Peace, may we see that beautiful picture of a flock with a shepherd in charge, the perfect shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.